Hello, I'm Veronica Skiersbeck. Thanks for joining me. In this year's Lenten message, Benedict XVI focused on the value and meaning of fasting, recalling the 40 days of our Lord's fasting in the desert, which he undertook before entering his public ministry. In this message, the Pope writes, Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. After he was hungry. Having read this quotation from Matthew chapter 4, I thought I'd begin the Lenten season by picking up on this passage on a musical note. That's with music historian Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And afterwards, he was hungry.
40 days and 40 nights the was fasting in the barn. 40 days and 40 nights tempted the devil.
In the season of Lent, we join our Lord Jesus in his fast of 40 days. We devote ourselves to prayer, to fasting, and to almsgiving so as to prepare ourselves spiritually for the great events of Holy Week and Easter. Although Lent is a joyful season, it is austere, and this austerity is reflected in our liturgy. We use purple vestments, we omit the Gloria and the Alleluia, and our hymns take on a more solemn tone. The one we've been listening to is based on a German chorale tune, first published in 1676 in Nuremberg. The tune is called Aus der Tiefe, meaning out of the depths, so it was probably sung to the psalm that we know as the De Profundis. Like many German chorales, it was used in an organ prelude by J.S. Bach, or possibly one of his sons. The organ version is rather slower than we would normally sing it, but I think you'll recognise the tune all the same. The text of 40 Days and 40 Nights was written in the 19th century, but some of our Lenten hymns are much older. Lord Jesus, Think on Me is a 19th century translation of a 5th century Greek hymn, originally written by Synesius of Cyrene. The tune isn't quite that old, but it was widely sung in the 16th and 17th centuries when it was associated with a metrical psalm. I lift my heart to thee, my God and guide most just. Now suffer me to take no shame, for I in thee do trust. It was wise of 19th century editors to choose metrical psalm tunes as Lenten hymn tunes. Their simple austerity is well suited to the sombre tone of the Lenten liturgy. From our Catholic tradition, the hymn God of Mercy and Compassion tells of God's mercy to us sinners. The words were written by the 19th century Redemptorist priest Edmund Vaughan, uncle of the future Cardinal Herbert Vaughan, who founded Westminster Cathedral. The tune is based on a traditional French melody that was arranged by the 18th century Italian composer Giovanni Pergolesi. Like many Victorian Catholic hymns, it uses a refrain in which we express our firm purpose of amendment. All my sins, I now detest them. Never will I sin again. Throughout the 40 days of Lent, we never lose sight of the goal that lies ahead of us. By our fasting and our penance, we prepare to celebrate the great feast of Easter with minds and hearts renewed. Keep, O keep us, Saviour dear, ever constant by thy side, that with thee we may appear at the eternal Eastertide.
And heartfelt thanks there, as always, to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian currently working at the Vatican's Secretariat of State, for enlightening us on these beautiful Lenten hymns. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.